This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
Support Ukraine!
Demonstrators marching to the White House in Washington yesterday in support of Ukraine amid ongoing tensions with Russia. U.S. President Joe Biden has accepted a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in principle, and only if Russia does not proceed with military action, according to the White House announcing it late last night. A statement from Press Secretary Jen Psaki said U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov would be first to hold talks this week in Europe. The diplomatic engagements come as the United States warns of the potential for a Russian invasion of Ukraine, with officials making clear that the U.S. and its Western allies are prepared to impose punishing sanctions while still prioritizing a peaceful resolution to the crisis that has built for months. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters Monday there were not any concrete plans as yet for a Biden-Putin meeting. Acknowledging the real possibility of war, Vice President Kamala Harris wrapped up a weekend of outreach to European allies with a push to bolster the West's resolve in confronting Moscow with the crippling sanctions.
It's in the best interest of all that there is a diplomatic end to this moment.
In a burst of diplomacy at the annual Munich Security Conference, Harris tried to make the case to American allies. The United States has warned the United Nations has information that Russia has lists of Ukrainians to be killed or sent to camps in the event of an invasion. The letter, which came as Washington warned of an imminent invasion by Russian troops massed near the Ukrainian border, said the United States is deeply concerned and warns of potential human rights catastrophe. This is VOA News. Iran says it wants the option to rapidly restore its nuclear program to be included in any nuclear deal in case other parties fail to honor their end of the envisioned deal. The spokesperson for the country's foreign ministry on Monday said this is one of the most important guarantees Iran has been trying to secure in the nuclear talks. Saeed Khatibzadeh says there has been a very remarkable progress in the talks. Of course, the scope and the number of topics have substantially reduced, but the remaining topics are most difficult and the most serious key topics that must be resolved. Talks between Iran and the world powers, including the United States, have been going on in Vienna for months. The talks are aimed at salvaging the 2015 nuclear deal that saw Iran limit its nuclear program in exchange for relief from sanctions. An Iranian fighter jet crashed Monday in a residential area of the northwestern city of Tabriz, killing three people, including two crew, according to state television. The head of the local Red Crescent organization said the plane smashed into a school and that one of the dead was a resident of the neighborhood. However, a local official said that the school was closed at the time due to the coronavirus pandemic. The United States and Egypt on Monday launched a joint work group to prepare for the next UN climate change summit, which the Middle Eastern country will host in November. U.S. Envoy John Kerry said the group's main task is working on the COP27 conference in Egypt's Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh.
We meet this morning here in Egypt, well aware of other tensions in the world, understanding that there are lives and principles at stake in what is happening with respect to Ukraine today, but that does not change the reality of what is happening every day with respect to our climate.
He said Egypt has already taken many steps in the preparation for the summit. Israel said Sunday it will allow unvaccinated tourists to enter the country beginning March the 1st. However, tourists will be required to pass two PCR tests, one before the departure and one upon landing in Israel. The COVID-19 pandemic has taken a toll on the health and mortality of healthcare workers around the world. The World Health Organization and the International Labor Organization have now published a guide on how to implement stronger occupational health and safety programs for health workers. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.